Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and cute car driver, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is Crazy Bitches Hate Jelly Beans. While my aging and ailing Honda Civic is in the shop getting some impromptu but very necessary repairs, I had to rent a car. At 30 minutes to closing, I took what was left on the lot, which happened to be an adorable red Fiat 500 Sport. With an aversion to calling things by a number instead of a name, that perhaps hails back to Star Trek Voyager's character 7 of 9, I've taken to calling my Fiat 500 Jelly Bean. With a car this tiny, food shopping at Costco is out. However, from a parking perspective, Jelly Bean is perfect for New York City. But not everybody's a fan. While I was stopped at a light, someone pulled up next to me, rolled down her window, and screeched, "Get that shit off the road! You're holding up traffic!" At least, I think it was a she. Her face was so contorted with rage, I couldn't swear to a positive gender or species identification. A futile attempt to smile and wave at the creature only provoked it further. She put her car into park, in a lane of traffic, and yelled, "I'm gonna throw something at you!" What do you say to something like that? "Hello, dear. Weave too tight?" So I shrugged my shoulders and gave her my best "I'm sorry" face. And I was sorry. Sorry I didn't have any raw meat to throw back at her. I was sorry I didn't have a stun gun. I didn't even have so much as a human to crazy bitch dictionary app on my iPhone. And naturally, Siri was not available. So the best I could do when confronted with that level of lunacy was to placate it. It would have been useless to point out to this not-so-beautiful mind that I was doing the New York City street speed limit, which is 30 miles per hour. According to Jelly Bean's speedometer, the car can get up to a jaunty 140 miles per, but who could afford the ticket? Although I was prepared to floor it and putter away should the violent vixen have listened to the voices in her head and escalated the confrontation. It was also not worth mentioning to the jabbering gargoyle that stopping to share her passionate opinion with me slowed down traffic more than Jelly Bean ever could. That information might have pushed her over the edge, and it is so not cool to get your ass kicked over a rental car. I was happy when the harpy made a left turn at the next corner and we motored off in different directions. Me to spend time with friends, her, I hope, to get therapy. She needs it. This undelicate flower was lucky that it was me she chose to have a mini meltdown with. Not in a let-me-at-her kind of way, unless, of course, furious pouting from an opponent is her kryptonite. What I mean is, she was lucky she didn't run into someone who ate Fruit Loops like her for breakfast. She was lucky she wasn't in Florida and pulled that stunt on someone who opted to stand their ground by putting her 6 feet under it. It happens, you know, every day. It leads the 6 o'clock news and still sells newspapers, albeit fewer of them, every day. The luxury of time and distance has allowed me to feel sorry for this fellow human. Her fury was so out of proportion to the imagined provocation that I know she must be dealing with issues much bigger than my little jelly bean. You never know what someone might be going through in their life, what burden they labor under, what medication they've forgotten to take. I'll never know for sure, but I'd bet money that this poor person was running late to a court-ordered anger management class. And if she wasn't, she will be. Very soon. Hey, thanks for listening. If you're a fan of the podcast and the blog, please visit the website, theurbanirma.com. Click the donate button and buy your favorite writer, comic, and safe driver a cup of coffee. Any amount will help keep the good times coming. Thanks so much for the love and support.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.